Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The term that I've used is Poles position.
It's time for Poles position.
So the number one pick, by the way, for the Bears is secured.
Brought to you by Black Diamond Plumbing and Mechanical. There when you need it.
The Chicago Bears are on the clock.
What will Ryan Poles do with the number one pick?
You guys are drafting Caleb Williams number one overall.
We'll see.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Woo. You did it. Okay, so.
We're counting down the days to the NFL draft.
Two picks. Wow.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select
9999.
So I listen to Poles position for the last 3 months, every single day, because apparently I don't need to get anywhere with my life. And it's been fantastic.
Sit back and watch them go.
With the first pick, the Chicago Bears select
the Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
All right, Poles position is brought to you by Black Diamond Plumbing and Mechanical, there when you need us. We will be in Detroit for this draft 1 week from today.
Let's go.
This show, I don't think we've had enough meetings to discuss the show.
I'd like to have one. I'd like to have a Zoom where we discuss the entire NFL production.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
I promise I would show up at said Zoom, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, Speaks, no showing. The third draft meeting.
We're Speaks.
That we had earlier today. Hell, Dave Wanstead was driving back from the Florida Keys.
Oh, man.
And he called into the meeting.
Uh-oh.
And offered himself up as a guest for other times. Oh, what a teammate.
10 o'clock. I was doing dishes. They had some laundry rolling.
You could have easily had a Zoom.
I don't think we had done Wordle yet by that time. Yeah, I could have made the Zoom.
You could have made the Zoom.
Yeah, I apologize.
I apologize. You don't have to apologize to me.
I apologize to Mitch and to Ryan.
Yeah, that's who you should be apologizing.
Yeah, but anyway, week from today. By this time, a week from today, will we have used the single bathroom in the Airbnb by this time today?
Yeah, it depends if they give us early check-in.
That's right.
We might have all gone to the bathroom of the Buffalo Wild Wings that we're broadcasting from in Detroit.
We might. Will we have installed the porta potty that we're getting? The porta potty.
Please.
As a second bathroom for the backyard at the Airbnb.
It's a porta potty.
Yeah. There's no way to know.
But that show that is going to be very fun. We are going to be on after the Cubs day game, and we will be broadcasting through the second pick that the Bears make and reacting. So if they stay at 9, great. If they trade down to 15, we'll stay on. Doesn't matter.
What if they trade down to 28? Staying on till 28? I'm game.
Then I'm probably game.
Let's do it.
Yeah, sure.
Trade with Buffalo all the way down to 28.
Listen, I love the draft. I'm fine. Where am I going?
Yeah. You and I love it. Shane and Chris love it. They dig into it.
I don't think Tanny's going to stay in until the 28th pick of the draft.
Robbie, have a good time.
In my contract, it says I can leave right after Caleb Williams is picked.
Senior audio
well
producer
done.
Stuff. Yeah,
well
he's got,
done.
He's got a very, very strong contract.
Sap pull right there.
But it's going to be awesome. We're going to be in Detroit. Shane is going to be on the red carpet, which I mean, what could go wrong?
That's my favorite use of Shane.
It's so good.
I mean, of all the different Shane utilities.
What are you wearing?
Uh-huh.
Carl Williams.
Who are you wearing?
Carl Williams. Uh-huh. Why have you stopped returning my calls? You can badger Lincoln Riley.
Hey, J.J. McCarthy. Hey, J.J., you're not that good, right?
Do you get it? J.J., do you get it? Yeah, so a lot of things can happen with Shane on the red carpet. And we'll be there. And then Wani and Manoli will be analysts. So you got to so turn down your television. Yeah. Turn off your television. We'll be broadcasting on Twitch and YouTube and the whole thing a week from today, having our very own QB1 party part two for Caleb Williams.
Yesterday, the NFL Twitter account tweeted out that Pat McAfee was the most accomplished Patrick M in the history of the NFL draft. And I took offense to that. Because Patrick Manoli is the most accomplished Patrick M in the history of the NFL. You take 16 years a long snapper over however long Pat McAfee lasted as a punter. Now, post-playing career,
I mean, I think both
I'll take McAfee.
I think both of those answers are wrong, though.
Patrick M?
Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, there's him. Well, he's not done yet. Let's see what happens to him.
All right. I mean, yeah. McAfee's post-career is pretty impressive.
It's pretty good.
He's made a lot of money. But, yeah, I'll
take Manoli over Mahomes, but that's just me.
Being a good teammate. All right, so we got some odds and ends here that we need to tie in. Like, for example, Brad Biggs floating this theory with Mully and Haw.
Hey, guys, I don't want to rule out the idea of Torrey Taylor, the Iowa punter, at some point. He does things...
Hey,
yeah, Mully's guy.
He's the Caitlin Clark of punters.
He is.
It's unbelievable what he can do to control the football when it lands. Like it's just unbelievable. I talked for a while. I think it was back during the Senior Bowl. I talked with LeVar Woods, who had a very brief stop at Hollis Hall as a linebacker, but played throughout the league, and he's been the special teams coach at Iowa for a while. And it was just kind of amazing. Talking to him about Taylor and how he really kind of just grew his craft one year after the next at Iowa. I mean, little outside of the box to use a mid-round pick on a punter. Yes,
yeah.
The Bears once used a second-round pick on Todd Sauerbrunn, who had vanity license plates that read Hangtime. That was back in the mid-90s. But if you get a guy like that and he performs like you believe he can perform, I mean, you've got that position rock solid
locked
with
down.
One of the better guys in the league for 7-8 years.
No. No, Brad.
Yeah.
He got 4 picks, man.
That it feels like a no.
He got 4 picks.
I like Taylor's story. The dude's 26. He's from Australia.
Okay.
But he was on Iowa. And they don't have any offense, so he led the country in punts and yardage on punts and net yardage on punts.
And he had 27 inside the 20, which is incredibly impressive.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Give him that. Sure.
Good player. Generally speaking, high draft picks on kicking positions is not a good idea.
You know, a quick Google search tells me that Kyle Ostendorp from Arizona is thought by some to be above Torrey Taylor on the punter rankings into this draft. So now
sounds like someone's reading Wikipedia.
Not Wikipedia. Might be that, WalterFootball.com.
That felt very recent.
I thought he was reading Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Whatever you just said felt like you just learned it.
Oh, wait, Speaks, you mean Torrey Taylor, the punter out of Iowa, who is 6'4 and weighs 231 pounds?
Thank you, Shane.
That one?
Tell us about Kyle Ostendorp.
Oh, you mean Kyle Ostendorp, the punter out of Arizona, who's 6'1 and 215
That's
pounds?
That's what I'm talking about. He's projected by some to go between rounds 4 and 6.
Did you know, as of November 25th of 2023, he had only punted 28 times
Shane,
that season?
This is old news.
Averaging 41.4 yards per
attempt.
This
is at least 6 minutes old. Well, maybe 2 minutes.
Hey, wait a minute. I just jumped in here. I was out back. Are you talking about Torrey Taylor, the Iowa punter, whose major was recreation management?
Yeah.
See, now that could be useful.
You guys have been digging into this draft.
Put him to work for the park district immediately.
He could work in that stadium.
Get working on the water tables.
Also,
he could double dip.
It's a little disrespectful to Caleb Williams to draft a punter. that presupposes that they're going to punt.
Look at you bringing it back. Saying.
Personally, I don't think we're talking enough about Matthew Hayball, the punter out of Vanderbilt, who is from West Adelaide, Australia.
Yeah.
He went to Sacred Heart High School. He's 6'1", 187.
Can you say Vanderbilt
again? Vanderbilt.
Hey. What's happened to all the American punters?
I don't know.
What's going on here?
These Aussies are trying to put another shrimp on the Barbie.
They're taking our jobs.
Yeah, Lee Hendricks just walked in. Oh, man.
Good point.
I like Legos.
We've now outsourced punting to South Africa and Australia.
Drink a lot of coffee.
Just ain't right. I'm sorry, Danny.
You don't have to apologize.
Would you like to entertain the reality of drafting a freaking punter here in Caleb Williams, year number one?
Let's put it this way.
Hell to the no.
If they draft a punter, they need to win 12 games. Like, they have to be so good and so complete and have so few other needs.
I mean, this is how you know we're getting close to the draft, is when, you know, Biggsy's bringing up drafting a punter, and he's, like, willingly referencing, remember they did it once with Todd Sauerbrunn in the second round? Yeah, that didn't work out. I mean, what are we doing? Remember that time they did something really stupid?
They could just
do something stupid again.
You were saying last week, I thought, that the Bears will never punt again with Caleb Williams as quarterback.
Yeah, so why
are we even talking about this?
I agree. Mm-hmm. I said it. Stupid IMO.
And speaking, you were just saying you'll never love again earlier, right? Is that you?
I'll never fall in love again. That's true. Me and Dionne Warwick both decided that.
Didn't you also say you're never going to dance again?
Well, these guilty feet, Shane, have got no rhythm, okay? That's the problem. It's a big, big problem.
Can we get to other notes here?
Yeah.
Are you through?
Nope.
Okay.
All right, now I am. Now I am. Go ahead.
A lot of talk of the Bears passing on the top guy on the board and trading down, and a lot of talk of offensive linemen. We're seeing different offensive linemen.
We are.
J.C. Latham, Fautanu, Fashanu. We're seeing all sorts of different guys.
Let me say, while I am in favor of the idea of trading down and adding a pick to either this year or next year, second round or next year, I'm very, very interested, because then you're loaded up. I don't like the idea of drafting a tackle who isn't, without a doubt, a guy that you're going to plug and play at left tackle. Like, there are these ideas out there that maybe, like, I don't know if Latham, who Schrager has the Bears trading down and picking at 15, he's been predominantly a right tackle, so they'd be presuming that they'd move him to left, and maybe they think they could. But, like, I don't even like the idea of drafting a tackle. I think Braxton Jones is thoroughly serviceable as a left tackle, and you've got that under control. Go ahead and fill another need, in my opinion. But anyway.
So upgrading premium positions on offense, while it would not be my first priority, I would go receiver over tackle. I would not be outraged over it. Trading down and taking a defensive player would upset me. But I can't argue against Ryan Poles, who has had success with Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey and Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright, the former offensive lineman who is your general manager who seems to be good at this, drafting his franchise quarterback and then wanting to use an elite asset to protect him. But doing that for a guy who maybe is a guard, I said no to Peter Skoronski last year.
Yeah, you did.
So he
played guard all year in Tennessee, made the all-rookie team, but as a guard.
That's what I'm saying. So I have to be consistent on that. If you draft a player and you want to kick Braxton Jones inside to guard, fine. But I don't think you need to. Nate Davis is here. Mm. He's good. They gave him $19 million. Tevin Jenkins is here. He's very good at left guard. Now, he's only here for this year, so it could be a depth thing for the future, and obviously injuries happen. But I don't think that drafting a left tackle and kicking Braxton Jones to swing tackle is a maximization of your resources, and I don't think that he would beat out Davis or Jenkins
as a guard. No, and I also don't think he's done anything to deserve that demotion, and Poles is the one that drafted him, so I find it unlikely that they will, and I also would not.
Right. I agree across the board, but some of these guys, they're like, well, if it doesn't work out, you could just slide him in at guard. That is stupid.
This is not a year for that.
You. This is hopefully the last time you have a single-digit draft pick for a long time. You cannot draft a non-premium position. If you want to say you need an edge rusher or you need a three technique, okay, fine. But like you can't be like, well, we need a guard. That can't happen.
The only thing I pushed back on last time they have a top 10 draft pick, if they were to do the trade down, say 9 to 15 or something like that, and they pick up a second rounder next year, then you're sitting on 3 seconds next year. You could package two twos and move yourself into that top 10.
I know, but then it's still multiple assets up and get a premium asset.
I agree.
I'm saying one pick, one blue player. That's what this is. All you got to do is use the ninth pick on a blue chip player, and you have it. And so that talk that's out there is just way too flimsy for me. If you say I can upgrade at left tackle and go from average to Pro Bowl or All Pro, great, fine, I'm in. Fine. I'd prioritize receiver, but fine, I'm in. Receiver would be thrilled. Byron Murphy, I would get it because of who your head coach is.
Yes. Jared Verse.
That one scares
Chop
me.
Chop Robinson.
Very much no at nine for me.
Based
on production.
But if with a trade down.
See, for me, again, trading down and taking defensive player. If you're taking a defensive player, make him great. Great.
What if you have three guys on your best defensive player list and you know that they're going to be around and available a few picks down and you take advantage of that situation? I would be absolutely fine with that.
It just feels moneyballish to me. It feels a little cute.
Well, I think it's smart. I mean, we went over it.
I know.
We went over it the other day, this study that had been commissioned where it shows that most teams should be trading down. I don't want to rehash all of it. I want to ask Wani about that a little bit in the 4 o'clock hour. He's big into studies, don't you think? I think Wani will
famously.
He's a longtime study guy.
I want to ask him about his week on the Florida Keys with Jimmy Johnson drinking on the boat, but you can ask him about the studies of trading down.
Apples, oranges.
We'll see which one he enjoys more.
Chocolate, vanilla.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Not in a political sense. I'd like to ask you instead about Ted Cruz, C-R-E-W-S.
Why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks. Go on.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bolton. So brought over from Kansas City to work for Kevin Warren and the Bears. And I know that you have a relationship with Ted Cruz from your time in Kansas City, where he was director of communications.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, he head up the PR and media relations staff in Kansas City. Yeah.
So Ted Cruz comes to the Bears to be in the front office. He's going to be a special advisor to the president/CEO and a chief administrative officer. Now, I don't think he's going to do all of the work that a director of comms does, and they've got people over there, Brandon Faber and others, who are in that kind of role with the Bears. But his skill set in helping Patrick Mahomes navigate superstardom, that's his most recent and biggest calling card in terms of a skill set. And if he's being brought in to help shepherd Caleb Williams, to help be an extra communication eyes and ears and advisor for a franchise quarterback, I love that thought process, if that's what's going on here, because it connects very much to something we've talked about for several years, that the entire organization has to be in some way built upon the success of that franchise quarterback that you are drafting and molding and leaning on. And that's Ted Cruz's skill set, so I'm looking at that hire, and I need to ask more questions about it. But if that is a hire inclined to help Caleb Williams navigate stardom and hopefully eventual superstardom, I love it.
All I will say, because I haven't talked to him about that specifically, but I do know him pretty well. We worked closely together for a long time, and he's just a nice, personable guy. We've stayed in touch on some things. He is very good at his job. He's very competent. A lot of big-time national NFL media would have said that he was, like, all 32 teams have someone that does that job. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would say that he's the best in the NFL at it. So him getting this job as, like, a special advisor to Kevin Warren, it's a bigger title, a bigger city, I presume more money. I would be surprised if he's like there at the Wednesday and Thursday press conferences each and every week. Like I said, I don't know. I haven't talked to him, but I do know that he is a very competent, valuable resource that can only help Caleb Williams, because he was the guy who right next to Mahomes, right next to Andy Reid for all of the big national stuff.
Yeah, hey, Tanny, please don't pull Danny saying that his good friend, someone he worked very closely with for a long time, Ted Cruz, is very competent and good at his job.
Yeah.
And to clear people up that didn't see the tweet, that's Ted, standard spelling, Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
No, Danny.
Very close with him, competent at his job.
God.
Danny did say, Danny, that Ted Cruz, very competent man.
Sorry, I was in the back again. You're talking about Ted Cruz, the politician? He's really good friends with him?
U.S. Senator from Texas.
What do you guys think of Danny's MAGA hat today? What do you think about it?
Does it look good? Bad people.
All right, see, Danny, we didn't go there.
Oh, I went too far.
Tanny and I did not
really?
Go there.
Across the board.
Across the board.
That's amazing. I had no idea. Well, let's see. It'll be interesting to follow if Ted Cruz indeed works closely with Caleb in that way. And it's a step up. It's a promotion, but the skill set, as far as we know, is in that area. So it'll be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, and just in general, hiring smart, competent people is a good thing. It's a big-time hire. A lot of people were surprised that he would leave being the main comms guy for the best team in the NFL and could be Mahomes' right-hand guy for the next decade. So it's a big hire.
Our next guest is a great stand-up comic and a true blue Chicagoan and a Chicago sports fan of the highest order, Danny.
Including this radio station. I'm very much looking forward to talking to him about that. Daniel Van Kirk next on The Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Pat McGann.
I feel like I'm in a garage on the south side, but you guys have an antenna. That's like the biggest difference.
Yeah.
Afternoons on The Score.
I was sitting in an airport recently. I could make one up so that somebody feels like they have something to identify with, so pretend it's yours, okay? I really don't remember which one it was, but I was sitting in this airport because you see this everywhere, and across from me was two men, an old guy and a young guy. They were a couple seats apart. They didn't even know each other existed. They're in their own world, right? But I look at the old guy, and he's wearing a Trump 2016 shirt, okay? And then two seats down from him is this younger guy wearing a Chicago Cubs 2016 World Series hat. And I wanted to walk up to both of these gentlemen and just say, let it go. Just let it go. I get it. It was a good year, but it's been very bad since. So just let it go. Both of you, stop. Stop. And I went to two of those World Series games, and I had to let it go, so you do too, buddy.
Yeah. Guys, I'm Daniel Van Kirk. Thank you very much. Be nice to each other. Enjoy it.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show, afternoons on The Score.
Daniel Van Kirk is in studio. His new special, Rose Gold, out on YouTube today. I love that move for comedians these days.
What's that?
It's like self. I own it.
Yeah.
I'm putting it out.
I want everybody to see it.
It'll find an audience, but you aren't. No one else is in charge of the editing or the promotion or whatever.
No.
For sink or swim, pass, fail, you own it.
It's
I love that.
It's mine.
I think the music business got there first. Remember when Radiohead did that?
Yeah.
And just like said, here you go, everybody. And the entire business was like, what are we supposed to do now?
Remember when Wu-Tang made one copy and then the worst person in the world bought it?
Yeah.
And did you know that part of the deal of them selling one copy? I'm here to talk about Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Part of the deal of them selling that one copy is they have the right to break into the owner's house at any point, any member of the Wu-Tang Clan, and steal it back.
Really?
Like yes. It's like WWE Money in the Bank. They can go take it back whenever they want.
So are you saying if somebody watches Rose Gold on YouTube, you have the right to break into their house and watch it with them?
It's not legally binding, but it's emotionally binding.
Understood.
Yeah, which is the name of my next album.
Emotionally binding. You are a Scorehead.
Yeah, I've loved this station forever.
That's amazing.
I remember driving around this station in Clinton, Illinois, in my Pontiac Grand Am trying to sell newspaper ads. Little did I know I would parlay that into eventually working for The Reader, doing the same thing in the same car while listening to this station years later.
Always there for you, man.
Always
this,
there.
This place, Danny, you know that thing where you go to see a friend do stand-up and you're like, oh, That was way better than I thought that was going
to
be.
Yeah, it's like going to a kid's play. And you're like, I didn't know I was going to cry at this high school production of Mice and Men, but here I am.
But like,
that's
seriously.
A backhanded compliment.
Well, I know, but it's the truth.
Better than the other way.
Saw you at the Den, have enjoyed you as a human for years, enjoyed Same. You on podcasts like Dumb People Town and Pen Pals and many more, and your work with the Sklars, the Sklar Brothers on Scarborough Country has always been great. But then saw you do a set, and it was like, wait a minute, that was polished? That was, like, there were callbacks? It was thematically connected? There's a level of professionalism I had no idea existed.
I'm working on it.
So good job, man.
Well, can you give him a backhanded compliment about singing or radio then?
You know,
I mean, that's just so ridiculous.
Feel free,
you're a professional stand-up comic.
I know.
Like,
I know.
You were up there and like you told jokes. Yeah,
but it's your friend, man. I'll tell this. Same thing for me. Okay. Kyle Drume, when I went here at Roosevelt University, okay? Paul Lopez, great dude. We get done with school. He goes to Comedy Del Arte clown school. He ends up with a circus walking around with donkeys and stuff like this. And I'm like, what is this guy doing? Then he tells me he gets a show. I'm in a show in Vegas. Okay, we just got voted best show on the strip. I go, yeah, like best show between 4 and 5 on the second Wednesday of every month. Like all that stuff. Yeah,
sure.
So I go see it, thinking to myself, I'm going to be nice. I'll go see it. It's at Caesar's Palace. It's in a little tent out front. I'm still like, okay, buddy, sure. The show is called Absinthe. Absinthe is the single greatest show you can go see, not named Love, in just because Love has so much, you know, that IP.
Absinthe
can't be. Absinthe is, he closes the show doing a wire act. I sat there thinking to myself, I felt like it was the end of A River Runs Through It, where I watched him get his own rhythm. I was like, oh. So I was the exact same thing. Yeah. For a man that I lived 6 years with.
Right.
Don't worry how long it took me to get done with college. But I lived with that guy for 6 years. And I was like, this can't be good. Paul's in it. Uh-huh. He was amazing.
That's how it works.
Daniel Van Kirk again. Check out his special, Rose Gold. It's out on YouTube today. Just search Rose Gold and you can find it. But, all right, so you're a scorehead.
A little bit.
But you're a buffoon guy? Is that your guy?
Buffoon is the Buffoon is the epitome of Chicago radio to me. That is, like, if we're doing a Mount Olympus, he's just sitting up there crushing it. And we got to know each other, and I still do this. I still do this because the twins, the daughters told me, they were like, we'd like it if you kept doing Buffoon.
These are Doug Buffoon's twin daughters.
Yes.
Loved your work as Doug Buffoon.
Yes.
The quarterback stunk. Come the on. Offensive line stunk. Special teams stunk. Defense stunk. The running game stunk. The coaches stunk.
We are live from 6 Heavenly at 6 Heavenly, the score. Let's go to Donna. Donna on the 355. What do you got to say for yourself? First let me talk, and then I'm going to hang up and hear your answer. That was garbage out there today. What we did, they couldn't kick a can down a grocery store aisle if it was open until they did it. I've seen parking lot games better than that, okay? I watched two guys standing outside of a Jules, right? That got clotheslined by Richard Dent in 1996, and those guys got up and played harder than what I saw today. Okay? I'm sick of it.
Oh, God.
I could do it. I could do it forever.
Oh.
Everybody's talking about who they're going to pick number one. First of all, how do you have 7 rounds? You end up with 4 picks. Now, there's 3 guys named Doug in the draft right now. All right? Take that guy out of West Virginia. You want a Doug on this thing. A lot of people, I know I line up next to the greatest of all time. All you had to do was look left. Okay? And you might see me over there. I don't care if this guy wears a dress on the field if he wins. I don't care if he has a gin and tonic between the second and third quarter. Call it drink time for all I care. So happy half hour.
So you're okay with the nails if he paints his nails
and
stuff?
He can paint his nails anything he wants as long as he paints the town red, winning the game. I can't take it anymore, OP. I'm going to go.
He should have came out firing with brimstone.
Firing with brimstone.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God, it was special radio.
Let's go to the black psychiatrist on line 6.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, it's physicist, Doug.
I don't care what you are. Just say how they're going to fix this team. You must be Dick Geron. Geron drugs is what you must be.
Dick Geron drugs. Oh, black right. physicist. Oh, yeah, he'd go to Black.
Let's go out to Black. I don't know where you're from, Black, but you're on the air.
At times they'd come back and he didn't know it.
All right, we are alive. Where are we, Majestic? What are we doing right now? Is this a bullcat spot? What am I supposed to do for this?
Oh, it's so great.
Oh, it's so glorious, man. Yeah, you're one of us, and you're out there, and you're killing it. When you do stand-up, you're wearing the sweetness jacket, right? Is it Roots of Fight sweetness jacket?
I couldn't think of anything else.
Why? Because Walter?
It's Walter. I remember when I was a kid, a family friend... pulled me aside. When you grow up with a single mom, it's everybody else's dads that you need to pull you around, whether it's Uncle Ken, who you know.
I know Uncle Ken.
And a friend of the family said, are you watching this game? I said, yeah. And he goes, watch Walter. His feet never stop moving. And that just always stuck with me. And then you guys know in the entertainment industry, you've always got to be moving. Sometimes it feels lateral. Sometimes it feels backwards. But you got to keep moving. And I just love that jacket so much. And to get to shoot my first special and my second hour at the Lincoln Lodge, I just thought of nothing better. And on the inside of that jacket, if anybody wants to Google it, it's called Roots of Fight. They do not make it anymore. You cannot buy it unless you get it on eBay. On the inside of that jacket, it's all orange. And along the bottom, like about through halfway up, it's the city skyline. And above that, right, that goes right on your back, on the inside, it says the greatest quote ever. When you're good at something, you tell everybody. When you're great at something, they tell you. And I was like, put that on. Put that on and see how this goes. So, yeah, I love that jacket so much.
That's badass.
Yeah. And it's Walter, man.
Yeah, man.
It's Walter. So.
Check out his new special, Rose Gold, coming out on YouTube today. Where can people see you? What's the schedule?
I got some shows coming up. If you're listening online or you got friends out there, I'll be in Denver the first week in May. I'll be back in this neck of the woods if you want to take a little trip up to Illinois' backyard. I'll be in Wisconsin at Green Lake at the Thrasher Opera House.
Oh,
and
God.
That will be on Saturday, May 18th.
You love Wisconsin or hate Wisconsin?
I love it more than everything.
Why? Because it's our backyard, or what is it?
Dude, I talk about this in the hour. Do you guys know what the legal drinking age is in the state of Wisconsin?
I do not.
Well, you assume it's...
I assume
21.
It's
21.
Right.
Or 18.
But if you're being goofy, you might go with an 18.
Yeah.
I say this in the hour, so forgive me if it sounds like a bit. There isn't one. I'm not joking. If people think, oh, no way. I have people like groan when I go, look it up. When the next comedian comes out here, look it up. Don't do it right now. Here's the wrinkle. If you go into a Quick Trip or Piggly Wiggly, you got to be 21. But in Wisconsin, it is up to the discretion of the bartender to serve alcohol to any person, regardless of age, when accompanied by a legal guardian or a parent. So the guy that owes everybody in your family money can take all the kids out tonight and get them hammered on Harvey Wallbangers.
Yeah, that's my legal guardian
right
there.
Yeah. It is wild. People don't know this in Wisconsin, how crazy it is up there.
Oh, man.
And then you got the Dells. I say this, too. The Dells. It's if Las Vegas and Branson had a one-night stand and were forced to keep the child. You had the Wisconsin Dells. And then somebody said, oh, let's put up a couple water parks and 90 holes of miniature golf and call it a day. I love it up there. Tommy Bartlett's Robot World.
Oh, I haven't been to the Robot World.
Also, meat raffles. Have you guys ever done a meat raffle?
Not yet.
What? Go up to Wisconsin. Every bar does a meat raffle, except for maybe like some of the uppity cities like Madison. But you walk into a bar, they hand you a ticket. Maybe they hand you a paddle with a number on it. And then you just try to win meat.
Just try to buy cows?
No, they bring them. And none of it's been graded by the FDA. Four packages are just possums. The first one I ever won was in Partyville, Wisconsin. Real place, which I... proves alcoholics are making the maps.
Yeah.
I walk in. I'm with my mom in a bar called Caddy Shack because Wisconsin has no regulations on copyright laws. And they hand me a ticket. 5 minutes later, I win. I go, that's my number. The guy goes, then you're a winner. I go, what else could it have meant? Then he says, I swear to God, and I say this in the special, this really happened. He goes, you get to go out to the van with Gary and pick your meat.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, I did not want to, but there was a part of me that was like, take this red pill and see how far reality really goes. 5 minutes later, I'm out in a gravel parking lot covered in mosquitoes talking to a guy named Gary next to an 87 Astro van.
He talked about his divorce three times. We hugged twice. He cried once, and I got 5 pounds of walleye. And that is all true.
That's perfect.
That's it's Wisconsin. Real. Yeah. That's Wisconsin, baby.
That's worth the hugs right
that's
there.
That's Wisconsin.
All right, so people, download Rose Gold, or just watch it on the YouTube.
Stream it on YouTube, yeah. You old man.
Yeah, thank you. But anyway, what else can they do? They can like and subscribe
share. The single best thing you do is share. There's all clips right. and stuff on my Instagram, at Daniel Van Kirk, at Daniel Van Kirk's everything. Everything's up at Daniel Van Kirk for show dates. I'll probably be back here in July, guys. I think I'm getting my own week of shows at the Lincoln Lodge.
Oh,
building my whole new hour. I'm going to invite people on. We'll have a whole bunch of comics from the city. Those links aren't even up yet, but that's going to happen in July. But yeah, everything's there. You can listen to my first hour. Thanks, Diane, on iTunes or Apple Music, whatever. You can hear my story.
Diane is mom.
Yeah.
And Rose is
grandma. She turned 94 yesterday.
Wow.
Wow, mazel
yeah.
tov.
So yeah, yeah. So check it out there. Great lost bag at Midway story.
That's one of
don't
ours,
give it
people.
All away. I won't.
That's one of our stand-up it's comics right here, Daniel Van Kirk. Check him out and watch him, and you will laugh.
Thanks,
enjoy.
Guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for coming
God,
in.
God, it felt nice to be here with Doug.
I know.
Didn't
I was
really?
Just thinking, I feel like we could use okay, this.
Are we taking a break now? What are we doing here? Yeah. What are we doing? I'm getting a little empty, OB.
We're going to take a break. It's Daniel Van Kirk, Dave Wonstead at 4 o'clock, Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Let's go out to Black Psychic in Avalon Park. Back.
Hello, gentlemen.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the score.
We're having a little fun.
You know, and Fat Sam, we love him. He's our buddy and he's our pal. But a lot of you people don't notice that Fat Sam was baptized in SeaWorld in Florida. A real close friend of Shamu. And
that's incredible. Oh, man. That was really fun. Again, support Daniel Van Kirk. Follow him on Instagram. Download his old special. Stream his new special. Whatever the case may be.
It's one of ours, man.
Rose Gold. It's
one,
on YouTube.
One of Chicago's own rising stand-up comic and hustling out there, making it happen in a field that we all love and have the respect for. He mentioned I met Uncle Ken after Game 6 in 2016 in Cleveland. Dan and I had been in touch a little bit, and he and his Uncle Ken were there and deciding whether to stay for the next night, which was Game 7.
Oh, he helped you decide to stay?
Yeah. I was with him when we went to the team bar and hung out there and eventually got the offer to stay and decided to stay. But it was, you know, it's one of the guys. It's funny because, like, Roy Wood was there. Like, there's a few different stand-up comics who've, like, are the hardcore Cub fans and just kind of feel it. That's why that bit in his open that Tanny pulled, I had not heard that, was great. Guy in a MAGA hat, guy in a Cubs hat. 2016 was good. Let it go, both of them.
It's good advice.
Yeah.
It's good advice.
Strong.
Texas said, who was that? I missed it, but he was funny. Daniel Van Kirk, the special, is Rose Gold. I mean, there's something there. Bear season. We missed Doug. What would you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Grody from as being Afterlife Les.
Oh my God.
There's something there.
Les and Buffon doing post every once in a while.
I'm just saying, just on our show on a Monday. On our show on a Monday, just what would he think? It's not a it's
got thoughts.
It's an idea.
He doesn't care what color he paints his nails as long as he paints it down red.
Yeah.
After victories.
It's good. I think that these types of things could be excellent. For us, so yeah. We'll keep the ideas going.
Absolutely.
The Cubs have moved on from 2016, with the exception that Hendricks is still here.
Do we have a corresponding move yet, by the way, to Patrick Wisdom?
I have not seen one.
We have anything official on that front? I have not seen that as well.
I have not seen one. It's got to be coming very soon.
Yeah, very, very soon.
Right? If it hasn't happened already.
Yep.
But
because you said Patrick Wisdom cited.
Patrick Wisdom cited at Wrigley. I saw that going around on Twitter earlier. Morel, I think, is already proving defensively that the risk, the effort was worth it. Like you said, the bat has now slumped, which is not good, but this is why you do the exercise.
Oh,
because of the natural athleticism.
The very worthwhile experiment. And there's nothing saying that you have to give him more chances or that you'll give him chances in big games or late in big games as you get towards, you know, potential playoff time, but it is a very worthwhile experiment. It's been fun to see. The Hayden Wisniewski stuff, man, like 1 a.m. two nights ago.
Yeah.
Matt Mervis knocks on his door because they share a place, and Mervis knocks on the bedroom door and says, you might want to check your phone.
Probably our best pitching performance of the year, considering everything that, you know, his travels and getting up at the crack, you know, when it was dark out, really, 4 o'clock in the morning to catch a flight out here. So he was tired.
At 1 a.m. knock on the door from Mervis. 4 a.m. he goes to the minor league ballpark to get his gear. He barely makes the connecting flight, arrives at the big league ballpark in the middle of the afternoon, 2 hours before first pitch, you know, insane. And then throws, what, 4 1/3 and goes into the ninth. And he's probably going to go back down today. I would assume that's one of the moves, and maybe that's the only move, because he can't use him now for 3 days or 4 days, and he's got options. So that's the way they toggle him back and forth. I wouldn't be surprised if he's going back down today.
Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier have officially been ruled out for tomorrow night's game against the Bulls. So nice break for the Bulls. Dave Wants, that was in the Keys with Jimmy Johnson, he'll be a part of our draft show next week. We'll hang out with the coach for half an hour or so. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.